However, it does occasionally happen that some important power-possessing being of the earth suddenly thinks, not under the influence of the reflexes of his stomach and its sex organs, but sincerely and quite seriously about some question relating to this terrifying terrestrial problem. But even the sincere reflections of the power possessors occur, for the most part, quite automatically, from casual outer causes. For instance, the existence of someone very near to them is brutally cut short in the latest process of reciprocal destruction. Or someone offends them deeply and grievously. Or someone touches their emotions by giving them something they either value very highly or did not in the least expect. Or finally, when they really feel their own existence drawing to an end. In such cases, when these power possessors sincerely ponder on this terrible evil rampant on their planet, they are always greatly agitated by it. And while in this state, of course, they vow to undertake and carry out at all costs everything necessary to put an end to it. But here lies the misfortune. No sooner do the stomachs of these beings who are sincerely agitated become empty, or no sooner do they receive a little from those disheartening outer impressions that they not only forget, they vow, but also begin consciously or unconsciously to do everything themselves that generally causes the outbreak of these processes between communities. Very often happens that these power-possessing beings unintentionally or even half-intentionally do everything to hasten the outbreak of the next process of reciprocal destruction. And they even dream of it taking place on as large a scale as possible. And this monstrous need arises in their abnormal psyche because they expect certain egoistic profits from these processes, and with their degenerate mentation, even hope that the greater the scale of the process, the greater the profits will be for themselves or for their relatives.